By Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee. Clark, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well. Well, last week John was late because he was getting his Titans COVID. He's just still in bed this morning. It's just you and me this morning. So,
well, listen, that is what it is, right? Late in the season, guys start falling off. This is part of this.
We got to
examine the off-season training program over there and figure out what we got to change up.
Well, since he's the most physical person, in shape person. Well, you've seen him on TV. I mean, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't drive a nail in his arm with a hammer. I mean, he's so – but, hey, I got to ask you this. I was looking. It's Thanksgiving week. When was the last – and I know it's a working, week for you. Obviously, you got to go to Tennessee. We'll talk about that in a moment. When was the last time you spent Thanksgiving in your hometown of Nashville?
Wow. There's. I would say that it's been since I was a player here, but there's a chance. I just don't remember. There's a possibility that when I was at South Dakota State, we weren't eligible for the playoffs, and so maybe in 2007 or 2008, I dipped down for a Thanksgiving. I don't remember though. I would say to be sure, it was when I was a player.
Yeah, and just the life of a coach, right? And
that's right.
And do you still have any Jackrabbits garb that you wear can pull out?
Well, my wife is a proud Jackrabbit alum.
Oh, so, wow!
She makes sure that the rabbits are represented. John Stiglmeyer, the head coach there, is like a really close friend and mentor. Yeah. So I stay in touch with them. But every once in a while, you'll see Baby Jack rocking a SDSU jersey, and he's proud of it. I think he does it to get some brownie points with his mom.
Well, hey,
that's why he's smart.
Well, hey, we will do that. As long as mothers are alive, that's what we do, right?
That's right.
So let me ask you this. Now, is Jack named after the Jackrabbits? Please say no.
No, he's not.
Oh, good.
He's not. No, we're not. She's a proud alum, but I think too, when you're in South Dakota, it's like, everyone's either a coyote or a jackrabbit. It's just, that's the vernacular up there. So you have kind of the division of the state. Once you leave, it's such a, there's so few South Dakotans around that I think you tend to like rock your pride a little extra with a little extra umph. And so, AJ Blazek, our O-line coach, spent a lot of time at North Dakota State, which is a bitter rival. And so what she likes to do now is at any chance she can take, she'll shoot a text or talk a little smack in person based off that game. So she has fun with it, but we're not, she's not so maniacal that we're naming our kids after.
Well, good. Yeah. I was, it's your child. You can do what you want with it, but I'm just saying, we're going to get to some football stuff here in a minute. How do you handle Thanksgiving with your players? Because obviously, 2 days later you go play your rival in Tennessee. But how do you handle Thanksgiving, a lot of them are away from their family, maybe for the first time.
Yeah. So we this week, like last night, we had a team event in the indoor where we had a bunch of games, video games. We had some putt set up, the Monday night football game on, a meal. We're trying to just take some time this week. They don't have class, so we're moving practice up. We're trying to give them a little time in the evening, but also to share time with this family is important. I think through the year and through the season, this group has grown really close. And so we're celebrating this last week together as team one. On Thursday, we'll have a meal. And I think we got around 350 people, coming. So, we invited all the families in town to share a meal with our program. We're using that opportunity. I haven't had a chance to connect with a lot of our parents. This is because I took this job in pandemic. We the natural points where you'd bring parents in and have, a social or a get together or a lunch. We haven't had the chance to do that. So, you know, we tried to open our doors on Fridays to parents, and then this Thanksgiving meal is a chance just to share some fellowship, break a little bread, and really just continue to strengthen and deepen this community and these relationships.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee with us. Clark, going into the Ole Miss game, I look at some numbers. You hold them to 31 points. You put up, 454 yards of total offense, season high. You converted 9 third downs, also a season high. You were in that game. And I know the ultimate, marker is wins and losses, but I thought your team, played competitive down there and gave yourself a chance in the second half.
Yeah, we're obviously we want to win, and so the outcome is it's painful. We're frustrated, and when we stayed in our formula, we felt like we controlled the game, and it was the moments where we weren't complimentary. A couple times we had they gave up a long kickoff return that ended up being a fourth down stop, but then a punt return out of a backed up situation that ended up being a touchdown. Those are things that, again, for us right now, our margin's too small. We have to execute in those areas, in order to have a chance to win. I still felt like we battled back, and in my mind we were on our way to scoring a touchdown and kicking an onside kick, and we were going to make it a really a really tight one there at the finish, and obviously we came up just short through the interception, and we weren't able to recover from that. So there are things to build on. At this point, you kind of turn the page on the result, and you say, okay, what can we take from the game that was positive that we can build on, and what do you take from the game that was negative that we need to learn from and adjust? And that's kind of where we are, and anxious to have a great Tuesday practice today.
Well, and it was spread around. Rocco Griffin, 117 yards, 4.5 average, and Chris Pierce, 10 catches, career high, 113 yards. Thought Kyle Wright, your quarterback, played well. So you were getting things done there. And then the other side of the ball, once I said, again, 31 points, maybe 10 years ago, man, we gave up 31 points. You give up 31 points these days, you're in the game.
Yeah, I think like this, that game would have been 17-9 or something back when I was playing. We were running the option, and they were, pro style or whatever, one back set. Those were ancient times, though. The quarterback is obviously just incredibly talented. Coach Kiffin's done a great job there building an offense around him. And, they got rhythm early. We need to, we're still struggling to adjust to the speed of the game in the first couple of drives. I didn't think the tempo was an issue. I felt like it was just our angles, our eyes, and just, we were playing catch up. And we can't do that. Now, I've said this a number of times, but, and let me not just be like a broken record here. We can't chase the ball around the field and expect to have success on defense. So there has to be an element of using our eyes to take space early in the down. And when you're playing with confidence, like, not that these two plays will stand out to you, but this is just for me having, picked it apart over the last, 48 hours. You have in the first drive, they throw an access throw just into the space to the field. And, just on the break, Jalen Mahoney is one of our best tacklers, one of our most physical players. He as he sees the route hitch, rather than just drive the route, he takes his eyes back to the quarterback and takes one more pedal step. That one thing, by the time he's breaking, the ball's in the receiver's hands, and now all of a sudden he has a spatial tackle on the sideline. Not that the ball's incomplete, but if it's complete and knocked down, it's a 4 or 5 yard gain, and it's a momentum build. Those are body shots that accumulate over four quarters. Instead, they were able to slip the tackle, and I think they got like 15 yards. And when we're playing at our most confident in the secondary, like later on in the game, they threw the same play, and we had finally gotten our like swagger to us. And sure enough, the route hitches, we break on it. As soon as it hitches, the ball's complete and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage. And that to me is the same defense functioning at two different levels of confidence. we have to find our confidence early in the game. And if we can do that, you know, we have what we need to make stops and to put pressure on the opponent. When we don't, you know, we end up chasing the ball around the field, and that's not going to be a winning formula for us.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee, Saturday afternoon at Tennessee. And I asked you last week just how you prepare for up-tempo teams. You'd already played Mississippi State. By the way, I do the TSU games. I was down at Mississippi State and saw that. And I had Jeff Fisher on at halftime, and he was just talking tempo, yes, but it's more of just a controlled tempo, where now against Tennessee, they want to run 180 plays. Right. How do you get them off the field?
Well, when a tempo offense can stay in rhythm, you are going to end up playing 100 snaps. So how do you get the tempo offense out of rhythm? Well, you know, defensively, it's about what the work you put in between snaps, meaning like when you watch defenses crumble under the pressure of tempo, it's because they're not lined up, they're not playing aggressively, and they let the tempo kind of steal their edge. And so we have to work between snaps to be lined up, to have the call, to be in a stance, and to play really fast and hard to the ball. The second thing is, are we attentive to our standard of play between whistles? So work between snaps, standard of play between whistles. Just because the team's going fast doesn't mean we don't swarm the ball in the perimeter. And particularly with Tennessee, the skill they have on the edges. I mean, if we have a bunch of one-on-one tackles, you know, and they're able to break loose and we're not pursuing the football, they're going to score touchdowns. I mean, they're a dangerous team. They're a dangerous offense. And so, you know, we have to play to our identity. We have to be willing to play a bunch of players to make sure we stay fresh. And Coach Horgan, our strength coach, Brandon Horgan, has done a great job of keeping this team in condition through the season. And we feel like we're equipped to handle it. But it's not just on the defense. You know, to defend these offenses that go hyper speed, you got to interlock three phases. And so what you look for is, first of all, defense that works between snaps, standard to play between whistles, and get to conversion downs, because that always slows these guys down. So make them go through a third and long or a fourth and long where they have to think about the play call. And then on offense, it's, can we control the game? Can we move the ball? Can we be methodical and drive? Can we control the time of possession and then finish drives with touchdowns? That was what was missing for us on Saturday. You know, we came out of the first half with 9 points. First drive in the second half, you know, we were determined to finish in the end zone. We came up short on a fourth down conversion there in the red zone. But, you know, we have to control the game, you know, manage, you know, our offense in a way that allows us to extend drives, be good on conversion downs, finish with touchdowns. The longer the opposing offense is on the sideline, there's less rhythm. And there's honestly, the fewer plays that they play, the more time they're going to take on each play to make sure they count, if that makes sense. So I think we saw this with Ole Miss, that the when we were able to be effective offensively, we slowed them down on their offensive attack, because they knew that as we extended drives, that, you know, they weren't going to get the number of possessions, the number of plays they normally have. And so you just take the time to make sure you're running plays that are effective. And so that's, it's got to be an interlocked effort. They're all three phases have to defend this offense. And if we can do that, you know, we've proven that we can make stops against high powered offensive attacks. And we've been proven that we can move the ball in this league on offense. And now it's about putting the complete performance together, finishing our drives with touchdowns and coming out on the road with a win to finish the year.
You grew up here, played for Bobby Johnson at Vanderbilt, but growing up, ever an inkling of wearing anything orange, or was that just so foreign?
That was, we were anti-orange in our house. So this has never been, this has always been an easy call for me. Yeah. I think if I have any regrets about the way I was raised, it was that, like, you know, I wasn't able to appreciate what Pat Summitt built at Tennessee until I was a coach later on in my life. You know, I we were black and gold through and through. And so that was kind of how we rolled in our house.
If that's the best softball question I've ever asked you. All right. What do you think? You've been through the SEC now for the first time, and you've obviously with one more to go. How close do you feel you are, and what will it take to continue playing in the postseason?
Well, look, I mean, at times this year we felt really close, and at times, you know, obviously we feel like there's, you know, still a lot of climbing left ahead. And I think that's an indication of an inconsistency that, you know, is the mark of a team that's trying to build something. And we have to be good. We have to be consistent. We have to be true to our identity, and we have to, you know, we have to execute our plan to win. I think we're still learning that as a program, that, you know, this is how we talk, but, you know, we control way more than we want to admit to on Saturday. And nothing happens to us in a game. We're not victimized by anything that happens within the game. It's all actual performance is actualized. So, you know, how willing are we to go through preparation with a level of focus and intensity on the things that we need to do to win the game, so that in the moment of execution, the performance becomes automated. But in big picture, 30,000 foot view, we feel close. We feel like you know, we're gonna develop this team through the all season. We're gonna you know, obviously continue to bolster our roster through recruiting, and you know, we feel like there can not just be incremental improvement, but exponential improvement, because, you know, a year ago I had no idea that this was even a possibility. You know, I was focused on finishing a playoff run at Notre Dame. And now I've got not only, you know, a course plotted forward, the schedule set, deficiencies within our team to be addressed with individual development plans, and, you know, just an energized group that has learned how to practice, learned how to work through the course of building the foundation in year one. I think all of this starts on Saturday. All of this starts in Knoxville for us. It's take the learning from Ole Miss, and let's finish this season with a win and a great performance from our team. And that's what we're focused on right now, and we're excited for what comes next.
Kudos to Coach Uverard and MBA, the Big Red, in the championship game against McCauley Thursday, a week from Thursday night down in Chattanooga. So would you be able to – I don't even know what the recruiting time is. Well, I know you can't go. You got the National Signing Day. Nope, you're not allowed to go. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't believe we're able to go to like off-site, you know, like events that way. But whatever the case, you know, I'm excited to follow closely from wherever my perch is at the moment. I know I'll be traveling a ton, and that's exciting too. You know, to get out and get around, and but yeah, I'll be following the Tennessee scores pretty close.
Clark, hey, we've enjoyed having you on all season long. We really appreciate you coming on with us and sharing your insight. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and I happen to believe it as well. It just seems like you're on the right track. So keep it up, man.
Well, Greg, thanks. And listen, I want to thank you for having me on all season. This has been a treat and a pleasure for me. And obviously, I think, you know, a great place for me to talk about our program here, and I appreciate what you do, and I look forward to being back on and yep, continuing to build this thing with you.
Well, you don't have to use a lot of brain power coming on our show. Just leave it at that. Thanks, Clark. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Good luck Saturday.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks so much.
Clark Lee. I, and I'm